It's great technology that makes sure the amount of ventilation is not too much or too little. It's just right all the time.
Hello and welcome to Season 1 of the Breathe Easy Home podcast. If you or your family suffer from asthma, allergies, or COPD, do you feel better when you're at home? Well, you should. Most of us spend over half our time at home, and that makes our indoor environment just as important to our health as the outdoor environment. In 2015, Breathe Easy Home created its indoor air quality system. Using the latest technology and best practices from the home improvement industry, this system upgrades your home to reduce asthma and allergy triggers. By avoiding triggers, you should feel better. In 2016, the National Center for Healthy Housing, a national leader in housing research, initiated the Health R study. This study will test the effects of the Breathe Easy Home indoor air quality system on asthmatic children. Season 1 of this podcast follows the progress of the Health R study. Season 1 of the Breathe Easy Home podcast is brought to you by the National Center for Healthy Housing, building a healthy home environment for all children. By EcoBico, comfortable, energy-efficient homes in a healthier way. And by Minix, efficient homes, healthy living. Thank you for joining Episode 3 of the Breathe Easy Home podcast. Today's topic is detailing the Health R study intervention. We will take a deeper look at the equipment and methods used in the Health R study homes to implement the Breathe Easy Home indoor air quality system. This podcast has been created to support the Health R study that examines the link between enhancing indoor air quality and reducing childhood asthma symptoms. To learn more about the Health R study, please visit www.healthyhomestudy.com. My name is Brian Toll, and I am with a nonprofit organization called Breathe Easy Home. Last week, we discussed the building science principles to explain how the Breathe Easy Home indoor air quality system works. Today, we will have several guests on the podcast who are system installers or who work for manufacturers of the key pieces of equipment that were selected to be part of the Health R study intervention. We'll talk with Ruvane Walder from EcoBico, our lead on air sealing and insulating the building envelope. We'll talk to Rob Minnick from Minix, our lead HVAC contractor. We'll talk to Dave Schmidt from AeroSeal of Maryland, who will discuss duct sealing. We'll talk to Randy Lenz from April Air to discuss ventilation, filtration, humidity, and April Air's thermostat that controls the system. Last, we'll talk to Sean Mosley from Fresh Air UV about the use of photocatalysts to remove volatile organic compounds and the ability of ultraviolet light to kill germs. In the previous episode, Ruvane Walder took us through all five elements of the Breathe Easy Home indoor air quality system. The Health R study is designed to test the effectiveness of doing all five elements simultaneously. So as you listen to the experts on today's podcast, keep in mind that the products and services installed in your home rely on each other, and they work together to provide your home's indoor air quality, comfort, and energy efficiency. I'm excited to welcome back Ruvane Walder from EcoBico. Ruvane, can you reintroduce yourself?
Sure. I am the co-founder and vice president at EcoBico. I am a building analyst and building envelope professional certified by the Building Performance Institute. I have my Healthy Home Specialist certification through the National Environmental Health Association. EcoBico is an accredited Gold Star contractor through the Building Performance Institute.
Can you describe the air sealing and insulation process in terms of the tests you run and the solution?
Yes. So we start our process with a visual inspection of the home. We draw it out so that we can determine the exact dimensions and the indoor air volume. Then we look for existing insulation and compare that to the current U.S. Department of Energy standards for our area. Then we depressurize the house using equipment called a blower door, which is a big fan that gets connected into the front door of the house that gives us the air changes rate. We look for air leakage sources while the fan is running, and we also use an infrared camera to help us see what is happening behind drywall. After that, we run some tests to see if your gas appliances might backdraft combustion gases into the living space. Finally, we assess your bathroom and kitchen fans and your HVAC fan to see how they are performing. We also look at the ducts and take measurements to help us assess duct performance. With all of this information, we can put a plan together. We typically start with air sealing and insulation. The goal here is to tighten the building as much as possible so that we reduce the amount of air that comes in through uncontrolled leakage sources. We do this by applying spray foam and by installing other air barrier materials in a way that provides support for the integrity of the barrier between conditioned and unconditioned space. In other words, if your attic is unconditioned, our goal is to prevent air from passing from the top floor to the attic and vice versa. Most basements in our area are considered conditioned spaces, even if they are not finished with drywall and carpeting. We look at each house individually to determine where the boundary should be, and then we use air sealing and insulation to provide the structural integrity for the barrier. Insulation can be blown cellulose or fiberglass, or it could be fiberglass batts, and in some cases we use spray foam. It just depends on the application and goals of the homeowner. All of these materials are generally safe, but sometimes there are individuals with sensitivities, and we take that into account when we discuss materials with the homeowners. After air sealing work is done, we run the blower door again to get an air leakage reading. We then take that number and compare it to the air exchange required by the ASHRAE 622-2013 standard. This is the standard for acceptable indoor air quality for low-rise buildings, like residential homes. We are trying to make the house as tight as possible, so the difference between the house on its own and the required rate tells us how much ventilation will need to come from our dedicated pipe.
Ruvane Walder, Vice President of EcoBico, thanks for joining me today. Now we'll talk to Rob Minnick, President of Minnick's HVAC in Laurel, Maryland. Welcome, Rob.
Thanks, Brian. It's amazing to be here today.
So, Rob, can you tell us a little about yourself and your company?
Sure. Minnick's was founded by my grandfather over 60 years ago and has stayed in the family. I've been installing and fixing HVAC systems since I was a kid. Over the past several years, I have focused on integrating the HVAC and energy efficiency trades, and I have invested a lot of time and money in making sure my staff understands these concepts as well. I also took a leadership role by joining the National Board of Building Performance Institute. I'm also the chair of the Building Performance Committee for the Air Conditioning Contractors of America.
So what will you be doing in the Health R homes?
My focus is on the other three parts of the Breathe Easy Home indoor air quality system that Ruvane is not doing. I'm going to verify the duct system design and make changes as needed. I'm going to install the fresh air pipe that you have already heard about. I'll also be installing the air filtration system and the humidifier and dehumidifier. Interestingly, we are not replacing any of the HVAC equipment themselves during this study. Notice I did not say HVAC system, as the system includes the ductwork. We are not replacing furnaces, air conditioners, boilers, or heat pumps. We believe that the ventilation solution can be installed on any existing equipment that is operating in generally good shape. So we will perform what we call an HVAC system audit of each home. That is where we take a detailed look at the true HVAC system, which is not only the equipment, though also the ductwork that delivers the conditioned air. We will do a detailed map of the home, and we will measure the supply and return air in every room of the house. Then we will take pressures and temperature readings. When you consider all this information, you can model the existing HVAC system against the approved standard from the Air Conditioning Contractors of America. Then our goal is to make improvements to get us as close as possible to that standard. We will replace ductwork, we will add or remove ductwork, and we will add dampers into the ductwork. Our partner, AeroSeal, will then seal the ductwork. My goal is that when I leave the house, the amount of ventilation coming into the house meets the ASHRAE ventilation requirement. That air is being filtered, and then the fresh air and recycled air is moving effectively throughout the duct system. Finally, humidity is controlled by the ventilation controls and also through the additional equipment we installed.
Rob Minnick, president of Minnick's HVAC, thanks for joining me today. Next, we'll talk to Dave Schmidt from AeroSeal of Maryland. Welcome, Dave.
Thanks, Brian.
So, Dave, can you tell us a little about your company?
Yeah, sure. So we got into duct sealing long before it became mainstream. We came from a strong heating and air conditioning background. So we were facing a situation with customers where they were having airflow issues and duct leakage, and we just really didn't have a solution to it with traditional methods. So we found out about AeroSeal, and we're the first ones here in the Mid-Atlantic region to begin sealing ductwork with what was the first generation of aerosol-based duct sealing, the quote-unquote AeroSeal machine. This was groundbreaking technology then, and really has only improved in the following generation. Since then, we've sealed major projects all over from Boston, North Carolina, including National Archive Building down in D.C., as well as over 1,000 customers' homes.
Terrific. And can you tell us more about how AeroSeal works and what are its benefits?
Yeah, well, in most homes, about 30% of the total airflow never reaches the rooms where the people are. Instead, it leaks out to the ducts and ends up really behind the walls and even in the attic crawl spaces, depending on where your ducts are located. AeroSeal fixes those duct leaks. From an energy perspective, it makes homes more comfortable and really helps save money. From an indoor air quality perspective, we stop that exchange of air from crawl spaces behind walls and attics, so people are no longer breathing that unhealthy air. About the product, the AeroSeal solution is an aerosol. We break it down to the tiniest of particles, pressurize the duct system, and then inject the sealant. It's completely safe, non-toxic, and has no maximum OSHA exposure limit, and has an antimicrobial element added to it. This prevents anything like mold from growing on it in the future. And then, I guess about the process, first thing we do is we cover all the registers in your duct system. Then we hook up our machine to the ductwork and run tests to give us a baseline and pre-sealing duct leakage. We then begin injecting. It's a very cool process. The sealant will begin to coagulate around the holes in your ducts because of the changing of pressure from inside the ducts to the outside at those holes and gaps. As it collects, it solidifies and dries, plugging those holes. Typically, after about maybe 30 minutes, the system will be almost completely sealed. And we often reduce duct leakage by 90% or more on both the supply and return systems. And I can't tell you how many customers have taken the time to tell us how happy they are with the process and with the results. It's really like living in a new home, but with incredibly improved comfort and efficiency.
Dave Schmidt from AeroSeal of Maryland, thank you so much for joining me today. Next, we'll talk to Randy Lenz, product specialist with April Air. Welcome, Randy.
Thanks, Brian.
Randy, can you tell us a little about yourself and your company?
Sure. My name is Randy Lenz. I'm a product specialist for April Air. I've been with April Air for 13 years. April Air is a division of Research Products Corporation, and it is based in Madison, Wisconsin. Our manufacturing facility is actually located 1 hour north of here in a small town called Poinette, Wisconsin. We have been an industry leader in indoor air quality products for over 75 years. We started out with air cleaners and humidifiers. In fact, we were the first company to offer a whole home evaporative fan-powered humidifier. Now we offer air cleaners to fit every size HVAC system, fan-powered and bypass evaporative humidifiers, steam humidifiers, whole home dehumidifiers, thermostats, zone panels, zone dampers, and ventilation products.
We will be using four April Air products in the Health R study. The products are the April Air 5000 electronic air cleaner, the 400 series bypass humidifier, the 8920 Wi-Fi touchscreen IAQ thermostat, and the 6506 ventilation damper. Could you describe each product and explain how they work and why they are part of April Air's indoor air quality solution set?
Sure. The April Air Model 5000 is a particle air cleaner with a MERV 16 equivalent rating. It uses a 4-inch wide pleated media filter with over 72 square feet of surface area. That means this filter is going to last up to 1 year before the filter media needs to be replaced. The 400 series bypass humidifier is energy efficient and water efficient. It is designed for homes that have a moderate humidity requirement. Since all the Health R homes will be professionally air sealed, this is a great application for the 400 series. It is the most environmentally friendly humidifier on the market and is so efficient with water that it doesn't even require a drain. The 8920W Wi-Fi thermostat is our most advanced thermostat. It has a mobile app where it can be controlled and programmed. From an IAQ perspective, this thermostat can control ventilation, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and it has the intelligence to make sure your home maintains ASHRAE 62.2 ventilation compliance. This is a very smart controller, and in cases where you need extra ventilation, maybe you're hosting a party, cooking, cleaning, you can hit the event button on the screen to increase the amount of ventilation for a given amount of time. The 6506 ventilation damper is a fresh air pipe system that you've heard about. This system is not open to the outdoors 24 hours a day. If it was always open, we would have too much ventilation air. Instead, the system has a damper that stays closed until the smart ventilation controller opens it. When the damper opens, the furnace fan turns on and the air is brought in through the Model 5000 electronic air cleaner, then distributed through the duct system and into the house. When the ventilation controller is done, the furnace fan turns off and the damper closes. It's great technology that makes sure the amount of ventilation is not too much or too little. It's just right all the time.
Randy Lenz, product specialist from April Air, thanks for joining me today. Now we'll speak with Sean Mosley, national sales manager from Fresh Air UV. Welcome, Sean.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
So, Sean, could you tell us a little bit about Fresh Air UV?
Sure. Fresh Air UV is located in Jupiter, Florida. We're actually the largest manufacturer of UV-based air purification coil irradiation products in North America. And we've been in the business now for about 15 plus years, and continued growth, continued success year over year. And it's a product that is a lot of fun to work with and get into homes out there throughout the country.
Terrific. So we are using two products from Fresh Air UV in the Health R study. The products are the APCO Air Purifier, which is an ozone-free advanced photocatalytic oxidation system, and the Blue Tube, which uses ultraviolet C to kill germs. Could you describe each product and explain how they work and how they are installed and why they are part of Fresh Air UV's indoor air quality solution?
Sure. Be glad to. First, I think just kind of working our way up, I'll start with the Blue Tube. Blue Tube is the original 24-volt UV stick light in the country. The product has been around for close to 10 years now. Blue Tube is a coil irradiation and system efficiency product. So ultraviolet light, as you mentioned, ultraviolet light comes in three wavelengths, UVA, UVB, and UVC. What UVC does is it's an antimicrobial treatment. And when you have cool, dark, damp environments, as you do in your evaporator coil, a lot of times they are conducive to biological growth. What the Blue Tube does is it mounts directly over your evaporator coil. It's on all the time, and it works to disinfect that system and attack the biological growth so they can no longer reproduce And what results is a cleaner coil, which obviously results in a more efficient system and the lack of the presence of that biological growth over your coil creates obviously a healthier environment for the home. The AFCO product is actually where you transition from coil irradiation to actual air purification. What the AFCO uses is carbon cells. Carbon has always been used for years to absorb your non-particulate air impurities. And what happens is, in per the CDC, particulates account for only 35% of what's going on inside the home. The other 65% consists of volatile organic compounds, which are odors and smells, and then mold and germs as well. And most times what homeowners don't realize is that if they've only got a filter in their home, a lot of times they're only achieving 35% of the issue. So what the carbon cells in the AFCO do is they absorb that other 65% of impurities, your odors, your allergens, your mold spores, your bacteria that a general filter might not always pick up. The carbon cells absorb those impurities and now provide the UVC light, similar to a blue tube, the time that it needs to break all these impurities down. So it's a completely chemical-free, organic air purification system that doesn't rely on any ozone or other harmful oxidation technology to go out into the air. It's a completely green product, if you will. The nice thing about the AFCO is that carbon cell, which normally has to be replaced with other carbon technologies, the carbon cell in the AFCO is regenerated by the ultraviolet light, and you've got an unlimited lifetime warranty on a carbon cell. That's the first of its kind in the industry. So that carbon cell never needs to be replaced as well.
Sean Mosley, National Sales Manager from Fresh Air UV, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate the time.
And that wraps up our discussion of the details of the HealthR study intervention. Follow the HealthR study, visit us online at www.healthyhomestudy.com to learn more and to apply. The healthyhomestudy.com website will follow the progress of the study from start to finish. If you have a personal interest in the topic, I recommend signing up for the electronic newsletter by hitting the subscribe button at the top of the page. The HealthR study is also supported by April Air, Feel Good Inside, by AeroSeal of Maryland, Duct Sealing from the Inside, Fresh Air UV, Indoor Air Quality and Innovation, the Building Performance Institute, Energy Efficiency, Comfort, Health and Safety, and Durability, Fubot, Meet Your Good Air Guru, and by Breathe Easy Home, Home Improvements for Allergies, Asthma, and Better Health. Thank you for listening to the Breathe Easy Home podcast. You can follow our podcast on www.breatheeasyhome.org/podcast or subscribe on iTunes or through your favorite podcast player. You can also email us at podcast@breatheeasyhome.org.